A 5-person assessment team spent about 3 hours aboard the grounded shell drilling rig Kulik yesterday afternoon. Weather conditions around Sitka-Leedic Island improved enough that a Coast Guard helicopter was able to lower the man and an emergency towing package by hoist to the deck of the rig. Shell's Alaska Venture operations manager Sean Churchfield said the preliminary report from the crew showed a mostly intact interior.
The salvage team were able to get into some areas below the decks. They were time limited, so they did not do the full assessment. They were able to check into some of the voids and some of the tanks. They looked into the fuel. So the full report and the full assessment is being worked at the moment, but the preliminary ones, the tanks they looked at were mainly intact, but they did see one that was sucking and blowing a little bit on one of the void spaces.
That would indicate a breach into the void or empty space where wave action was causing air to rush in and out. Steve Russell of the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation was on an overflight of the rig yesterday afternoon.
The ground that the vessel is sitting, or the Kulik is sitting on, the Kulik was drawing approximately 30 feet of water when it went aground, so it's in a deeper water there. The beach behind the Kulik is, I would say, a large cobble beach with mixed sand and gravel, and there's not huge rocks, at least, that were visible on the beach.
He said on the overflight that no fuel spill was spotted, and the only wildlife seen was a few birds.
We did not observe, on our flight anyway, any wildlife in that area at all. And then approximately 1 mile, 1.5 miles north of the platform, we got pretty close to the beach to try and identify anything that would give us any sign of environmental impact, whether that was debris from the platform, as the captain had spoken. We did see the lifeboats there. We did not see any other debris that we could identify back to the rig.
Russell said the lifeboats from the Kulik gave him a good idea of currents in the area and where any potential pollution might travel. Captain Paul Mahler, the federal on-scene coordinator, said it was too early to speculate on a time frame for getting the Kulik off the beach or even how that might be accomplished. The Unified Command yesterday named Smit Salvage as the company that will attempt to free the Kulik. Smit worked on the salvage of the Selandang IU on Unalaska Island in 2004 and assisted in the Costa Concordia cruise ship salvage off the coast of Italy last year. A second evaluation team will be landed on the Kulik today, weather permitting.